This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. We begin here in the United States, where Black Lives Matter organizers in Kenosha, Wisconsin plan a mass rally and march today as National Guard units stand by with orders to prevent any resurgence of violent demonstrations which were seen earlier in the week. A tense overnight calm prevailed on Friday in the downtown area, the hub of noisy protests in support of Jacob Blake Jr. He's the black man shot in the back by a white police officer last weekend. The shooting, in front of three of Blake's children, turned the mostly white city of 100,000 into the latest flashpoint in a summer of nationwide unrest over police brutality and racism in the U.S. The 29-year-old Blake survived his seven gunshot wounds, but was left paralyzed from the waist down. According to police, Blake was wanted on suspicion of felony sexual assault when he was confronted. Mali's West African neighbors are telling the military junta, which seized control of the country this month, it must transfer power to a civilian-led transitional government without delay, and that new elections should be held within a year. In exchange, the Economic Community of West African States says it'll move toward lifting sanctions imposed after the coup. On Friday, the 15-member group reinforced its hard line because of concerns about prolonged instability in Mali and its potential to undermine the fight against Islamist militants there and in the wider region. Niger's president, Mahamadou Issoufou, said Mali's transitional president and prime minister must be civilians and should be banned from running in the new elections. South Korea today is reporting more than 300 new coronavirus infections. It is the 16th consecutive day of triple-digit increases and has heightened worries about a shortage of hospital beds. Korea has recorded 308 new cases, bringing total infections to 19,400, with 321 COVID-19 deaths. More news online at voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The global virus numbers close to 25 million coronavirus infections and close to 839,000 fatalities. The figures come from Johns Hopkins University. Hit the worst is the United States, where the death toll approaches 182,000 with a case count of about 6 million. Brazil is next with 3.8 million infections and 119,000 lives lost. In Australia, state officials in Victoria say they have seen the smallest daily increase in new COVID infections in almost 2 months. But authorities are warning there will be no rush to lift social distancing rules. Victoria's capital, Melbourne, is 4 weeks into a six-week lockdown that was spurred by a second wave of cases in Australia's second largest city. Officials report 94 new infections and 18 deaths, which continue this week's steady downward pattern. The United Arab Emirates today ended its boycott of Israel, a key part of the Gulf States agreement to normalize relations with the Jewish state. The U.S. brokered pact was announced just over 2 weeks ago. The UAE state-run news agency says under the new decree, Israelis and Israeli firms will be allowed to do business in the country while it opens up for trade in Israeli goods. On Monday, the first flight by Israel's flagship air carrier, El Al, is scheduled for its first trip ever to Abu Dhabi. The UAE boycott of Israel had been in effect for nearly a half century. U.S. President Donald Trump is visiting the states of Louisiana and Texas today to inspect the damage done by Hurricane Laura this week. The Category 4 storm destroyed homes and businesses, tore down power lines, and made many areas uninhabitable. People in the worst-hit places are being told they'll probably be without electricity and water service for some weeks. There have been more than a dozen storm-related deaths, half of them traced to carbon monoxide poisoning from the unsafe operation of generators. The head of Libya's internationally recognized government has suspended his powerful interior minister, saying his handling of street protesters would be investigated. The move coincides with reports of growing friction between Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj, Prime Minister of the Tripoli-based Government of National Accord, and Interior Minister Fatih Alibashega, an influential figure from the port city. Japanese Defense Minister Taro Kono says he has confirmed with his U.S. counterpart, Defense Secretary Mark Esper, that islands in the East China Sea disputed by Japan and China are covered by the U.S.-Japan Security Treaty. Beijing has been increasingly assertive in its territorial claims in the East and South China Sea. The two defense chiefs met in Guam. It was Kono's first overseas trip since he put off such travels in February because of concerns over the coronavirus. More news online at voanews.com. You can also use the mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.